8:44 on a Sunday morning in West Palm Beach. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And that's our money music, which means it's time once again for our money man, our good buddy, the sports professor Rick Haro, who joins us each and every week during our golf, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I am a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Joining us, as he always does, is Rick Haro. He is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him every week on both CNN and ESPN. You can find his weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. And, of course, you can listen to him each week in this very time slot right here with us. Good morning, Rick. Happy New Year.
This very time slot. Happy New Year to you. I'm up in Mount Washington, New Hampshire at the Bretton Woods Resort, and that's going to be a really nervous day, and watching it on television is what I'm going to end up doing, crossing all of my fingers and toes.
Watching the Dolphins game, of course, is your
there you go. Sure. Sorry, I assume everybody, now that the Hurricanes are done, they played okay yesterday, didn't they? They were, you know, it's not, we need to change our expectation levels, well, although I guess we is different. You're a Gator, I forgot. You and Dudley, you're, you know, 20 minutes of Gator stuff. People don't want to hear about Gator stuff coming from you and Dudley Hart. They want to talk about golf.
Maybe you don't want to hear about Gator stuff, but I'm sure he'll do.
Good answer.
How about this? I picked all three winners yesterday in the three bowl games. I had it exactly right. I had West Virginia winning because Pat White is just phenomenal. He was the best athlete on the field. I liked FSU going into that Wisconsin game because it was almost like a home game playing in Orlando, where Wisconsin coming, you know, from the frigid northeast or north central area, I guess. And then I had California beating Miami because they were playing pretty much a home game as well. So I went 3-0 yesterday. Unfortunately for me, I didn't put any money on any of those games, but at least I have the knowledge that I knew who would win each of them.
Well, yeah, and you know, that kid Marv who was suspended. Can you imagine watching at home and watching, you know, this kid Harris probably come to the head of the pack for next year and realizing that, that he couldn't do anything about it? Who knows what the story is? But I guess Randy Shannon lays down discipline, and we'll see long-term whether that helps University of Miami or not.
I'll tell you what, watching the Hurricanes this year, I really think Ja'Cory Harris looked better in his stints than did Robert Marv. So even if Marv decides to transfer, I don't think it's a big loss for the Hurricanes. I think Ja'Cory Harris is the future for Miami at quarterback.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think for most of the game they were they could have gotten blown out, and you know, it's not a great end to the season, but considering what the last few years have been, and now we get to the other university professional football team in Florida, the Gators.
That's right. Very much looking forward to that game. That's of course next Thursday, January 8th. At Dolphin Stadium, the Oklahoma Sooners and the Florida Gators, two 12-1 teams who were both top five in offense for the college season. Obviously, Oklahoma was number one, averaging 53 points a game. First team ever in college football to score 700 points in a season. And they're going to add to that number, you know, in about a week and a half. And then the Florida Gators, no slouches themselves, averaging 46 points a game. The matchup at quarterback is just so delicious. You've got the last two Heisman winners in Sam Bradford and Tim Tebow. Wishing I were going, Rick, but the cheapest ticket I found online is $800 for 30 rows up in the upper deck. I'm not about to pay $1,600 for me and my seven-month pregnant wife to sit about two rows from the top of the stadium.
There you go. That's a testament to the $6 billion business that they're calling college football, and everybody's talking about how the bowls don't matter. Well, maybe a lot of them don't, and in their own way, the ones that get squeezed a little bit are, you know, the Orange Bowl, the Penn State USC's game is going to be fun to watch, but boy, I'll tell you what, the Orange Bowl committee did what they had to do, but you package both games for any purchase, and you know, you're made to take the Virginia Tech Cincinnati game if you want the big one. A lot of outcry, but that's the way you market. And so I think one of the things that's going to happen after 2011, when the television contracts are consolidated, is that we are going to have a significant tweaking of the plus one. That's not a playoff, but think of the landscape if Oklahoma and Florida were back in the mix, played a rotating regular season, a regular bowl game as part of the BCS, and then you recalibrate after the five BCS games, and you decide who the best two are, and then you play the next week. It would be a very interesting scenario. That, by the way, is is something that legally and business-wise has a really good chance of succeeding. So it won't happen tomorrow, but look for that to come out of this whole mix.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you, joined on the line by the sports professor, Rick Caro, as it's our golf business and law segment. And we do it each and every week, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of sports business and golf business and law. And, of course, it's sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And speaking of golf, Rick, the outlook for 09, at least for the PGA Tour, not that bad. They're only losing one tournament, going down from 47 events to 46. The Fall Series, which was 7 events this year, it will only be 6 next year. The Ginn-Surmer Classic is not returning. Valero Texas Open moving from a Fall Series event to a regular season event. And now the PGA Tour has a Texas swing again, as they used to in the past. Outlook for the PGA Tour, not that bad, but we know the LPGA Tour is struggling a bit. Champions Tour a little bit as well. But, you know, it's to be expected because the economy is now officially in a recession and everyone is suffering. No one's immune.
Well, and it's been in a recession for a long time. We just want to call it that now. And the difference, I think, today is that we're starting to talk about when we're coming out of it as opposed to how bad it's going to be. That doesn't mean we're out. I think one of the things that happens now is that the sports who are just lucky enough to be in cycles where their current contracts aren't at risk are the ones that are going to fare better. For example, you know, the PGA Tour sponsor deals more or less are in mid-cycle. Now, some may expire next year, and if the economy hasn't turned around or if we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, then we're going to have some issues more so than now. But remember, Tim Fincham did not cut staff. He said we have to be more efficient. He's encouraging some of his players to be a little more sponsor-friendly, which is a nice response. And in the meantime, golf participation in the U.S. is stagnant, but hopefully will continue to increase. And as long as we get through the valleys, then we're ready to attack the peaks later.
Rick, how fortuitous is it for both major tours, PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour, that they both have phenomenal storylines going into 2009. Obviously, the 800-pound gorilla on the PGA Tour is Tiger Woods, and he will be returning at some point in 2009. Most people thinking the Masters or perhaps one of the Florida Swing events before the Masters, maybe the CA Championship at Doral or the Arnold Palmer. And then on the LPGA Tour, you've got Michelle Wee, finally in 2009, a full-fledged card-carrying member of the LPGA Tour, and we know that that's welcome news for Carolyn Bivens and company because Annika Sorenstam is retiring.
Well, you know, they're fortuitous stories at the beginning of 2009. But what if Michelle Wee does not play well? And God forbid, what if Tiger can't come back or doesn't play well? Then all of a sudden, we're back to what are we going to do again? Golf is terrible. But I think golf will sustain, and I do think that corporate sponsorship for golf will continue to thrive because of one main fact. Corporate America loves golf. The demographics are better than any other sport. And because of that, corporations will be the last to leave and the first to come back.
It is a struggling economy, and a lot of people are really struggling and scratching and clawing to make ends meet. You wouldn't know that by just witnessing the New York Yankees shell out $425 million for three free agent players. But everyone else besides the team that's won 26 World Series championships is pretty much struggling.
Well, hey, it could be the Premier League, where if you don't finish in the top all but three, the three teams go to the next division. Can you imagine what would happen here in professional sports? I'm going to do an economic segment on that in January. And, you know, what happens if all right, who are the three? I guess it's the Lions, the Bengals, and whoever, you know, get relegated and go down to some lower level where you only have 20% of the revenues. It can't happen here because the structure doesn't allow it. But it is interesting to know that we are struggling economically, but it is good to know that these leagues have a significant safety net. What is it with the NFL? Well, you know, it's a $17 billion TV contract, and as long as that's there, the NFL is going to be okay.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel for everyone involved, and I know hopefully we get to that light in 2009. If not, it can't be that far off. He is the sports professor, Rick Caro, does a great job each and every week here on the show, and it's our final episode of 2008, 52nd and final. So we'll talk to you again, Rick, in 2009. Happy New Year to you, and thanks as always.
Thank you, man. I really enjoy the relationship. I love McDonald Hopkins. They've been wonderful to us. And next week, we'll talk about what to look for in 09.
All right. There he is, Rick Caro, joining us as he does each and every week during our golf business and law segments.